All right, Giants baseball coming up. Marty Lurie here with Derek Rodriguez. It's another gorgeous day in Arizona. How about that?
It is. It is really nice. It's not as cold this year as it was last year, so it's nice.
All right, Derek Rodriguez with us. Spring for you. I know you've had a couple of starts already, and you're throwing the ball well. Velocity's up a little bit. What's it like for you this spring? Give me a report on you.
It's different, you know. It's a little different. Last year, last year was a little different. It was Boch's last year, so things were run a little bit differently. But this year, you know, with the new coaches, yeah. You know, the new staff and everything, it's run a little bit differently. It's a lot more technology on the field and stuff, but it's really fun. It's cool. You know, I've seen stuff this year that I've never seen on a baseball field, so it's pretty cool.
Yeah. Derek Rodriguez with us. Share some of that, because, you know, the fans hear it. We talk about analytics and all the things they do and the player meetings and what they want you to do. Give us some of that little insight of what it's like for you.
I mean, I'll take all the information we could get. You know, everybody wants the most information to make themselves better. So, you know, with all the stuff that we get and all the feedback that we're getting from all the coaches, you know, we got 13 coaches, so we got a lot of eyes on us. You know, a lot of different opinions and a lot of different views on how to make us better. So it's, you know, it's not a bad thing. I like it. I like getting different feedback from different people.
No, absolutely, because the idea is to be better and be a better pitcher. First year, outstanding. Yet last year, I know we talked a lot back and forth from Sacramento. Didn't work out the way you wanted it to be. But this spring, you're throwing the ball a little bit harder. And to me, it looks like you've changed a little bit. Maybe the way you're going to pitch or your repertoire. What's going on with you? Because you look like you're throwing the ball a little better.
Yeah, I just had to make my adjustment. You know, last year was a big adjustment for me. You know, last year was really the first year I really struggled as a pitcher. So I really had to figure out how to, you know, go back to the basics, you know, and figure some stuff out. And, you know, I feel great this spring. I feel great, you know, just getting back here with the guys and physically I feel great. You know, I've been throwing the ball really well. I like where I'm at this point of spring. So we'll see where we're at in a couple months.
Okay. I hope you're in San Francisco. We're having this conversation in a couple of months. Velocity is important for you, and the velocity is up. How did that happen?
Just working, you know, just worked on my mechanics a little bit better, just trying to be more consistent with my mechanics. You know, I feel you've seen guys that have been, you know, throwing a certain velo all their career, and then later in their career they jump up in velo. And I feel, you know, with the technology and everything we got nowadays, you know, you work on your mechanics and you work a little bit on your arm strength, and you'll throw a couple of miles an hour harder. So that's what I was trying to do this off season, just, you know, just work on my arm strength and work on my lower body also, so to last me throughout the whole season. I feel great.
Yeah, no, it makes sense to be able to do that. Velocity-wise, 94, 95, does it matter to you? Can you tell?
I can't tell. I personally can't tell. You know, when a lot of guys will tell you 91, 94 kind of looks the same, and then 96 after that, it has a different you know, life to it. But my game is just trying to locate my pitches. Yeah, right. You know, I'm not a power pitcher. We have plenty of guys that throw, you know, 98, 99, and guys are usually geared up for that. So 95 really ain't that hard as it used to be. So, but yeah, for me, my game is just trying to locate my pitches, just locate everything, and I'll be fine. Just keep the ball off barrels.
Yeah, no, believe me, I understand. And, you know, the funny thing is, the first year when I talked about it, I said, the guy can throw here, 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 and here. And for the radio, I'm pointing at the four different spots of the upper, lower part of the strike zone. You could hit those spots. Mm-hmm. That's what made you successful.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what made me successful. And then, you know, my first year, I had a good bit of a velo, and then last year I dropped off a little bit. And then, you know, this year I'm starting to pick it back up again. So, and, you know, just velo, a little bit of velo and good location could go a long way.
Yeah. All right. We've nailed that. That's what's got to happen for Derek Rodriguez. What about... There's Logan Webb. All right. That's a guy with Velo, let me tell you.
Velo, yeah. It's what we're 8:50 in the morning, and he's the first one out to go work, so that's good.
All right. For you, though, can you relieve? Do you like relieving? I know, you know, this is one of those camps with the manager says you got to be able to do everything. What about for you?
As long as I have that uniform on, I don't care where I'm at. You know, I last year and my first year, I started most of the year and I relieved, so I got a good grasp of what to do on both sides. I mean, it's different. I like starting because you got the routine, you know when you're pitching, you know. But I also, relieving is a different feeling. You come to the field every day not knowing if you're gonna be a part of that game, you know. So you kind of have to have you gotta kind of every game you got to be a little bit more mentally prepared than as a starter, but. You know, it's different roles. I like them both. You know, I like pitching. So,
good enough.
Yeah.
No, good enough. Absolutely. You miss hitting at all?
I'll tell you what. Some of these guys pitching nowadays is making me not miss hitting at all. So, it's different when I used to get a hold of one. Yeah, but not anymore.
Well, a pleasure having you on as always. It's fun to watch you play. Yeah, you bring some spirit to the ballpark. So I appreciate it, Derek. Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
More coming up, KNBR 680, 104.5, The Sports Leader.